the rest of the story. I'm reading the obituaries from an English publication. They include sentimental eulogies from the grieving next of kin. Among the deceased is one Lord Snatch, of whom it is said, quote, he thought he was human. You see, Lord Snatch was not. He was a beloved, dearly departed pet. A pet? A pet. The periodical to which I refer is published for pet owners. In fact, exclusively for the owners of a particular kind of pet. The varieties include silver grays and Norwegian blues, champagne bucks and black cap whites, elegant pets, society pets. The sort one might purchase in the pet sections of London's most luxurious department stores, including Harrods. The human companions of these affectionate, intelligent animals cannot help but become immensely attached to them, and so, when their pets pass away, the mourners feel the need to express their grief among fellow fanciers. Quote, I still get a lump in my throat, laments one of the society's periodicals. Another fondly remembers Snore, his champagne buck, as, quote, incurably inquisitive, always exploring the whole house, and yet he never chewed up anything that he shouldn't. Most of this same publication, of course, is more cheerful in its content. Columnists offer advice about feeding, about veterinary care. Readers write in to offer amused descriptions of their pets' activities and idiosyncrasies. These animals have been bred and cherished for quite some time now, but the current breeds, especially the ones favored by society, are descended from a strain bred 150 years ago by a fellow named Jack Black, who was in Queen Victoria's royal employ. Many proud owners of these pets exhibit them almost constantly. The shows for them throughout Great Britain, my, there are almost one a week, and the judging is uncompromising. Shape of the ears must be perfect. The eyes must be bold and bright. The coat must be racy and sleek. Even the whiskers must be intact, perfectly formed. The fanciers of this remarkable animal include at least one member of the British royal family. And yet society members come from every walk of life, from the schoolboy to the successful businessman to the elderly widow living on a pension. For you see, the basic attraction of the silver gray and the Norwegian blue and the champagne buck and the black-capped white, the basic attraction is not their physical beauty, but rather their personality, their sociability, and their gentleness. Gentleness, they're wonderful pets for children, I'm told. Malcolm Clarew of Britain's National Society says they are wonderful pets for children, contrary to preconceived notions which date back to the 14th century, when millions of similar creatures engulfed Europe, spreading disease and death. In fact, it was the relatives of these animals, so cherished and admired by so many today, it was their ancestors which caused London's great plague of 1665. For back then, nobody could have imagined that someday, some way, there would be a British national publication and a British national society for the loving, doting fanciers of rats. Now you know the rest of the story.